genomics provides the opportunity to look at those things that we want in a beef cow, so the kind of production traits that we're after, the kind of animal wellness opportunities that we produce. Antimicrobial resistance is a big piece that these tools allow us to move beyond. Dr. Lardner will talk about some of the key selection processes and getting there quicker. In other words, what it really allows us to do is take the beef industry and look at the same kind of genetic tools that we've seen in poultry, we've seen in pork, we've seen in other industries, and make it make sense for the commercial cattle producer.
So could we, you know, draw a parallel to what the dairy industry has been doing for years? Will it be similar to that?
You know, there's a number of reasons why we have not, the beef industry has not moved as the dairy industry has. One of the big ones, of course, is that we farm outside, right? And so what this is beginning to allow us to do is to allow producers to select for their environment, right? So beginning to build the animal for their environment specifically, as opposed to that common environment as dairy has done. So there's more complexity to it. There's more challenge to it to kind of really begin to move those genetic tools forward. That's why we're starting.
The LFCE is a combination of the facilities here and what's at the University of Saskatchewan, and all three work together very closely. It's kind of interchangeable.
And so LFCE is the University of Saskatchewan. CORE, we're absolutely part of that. We have the bonus of having more extensive production systems to be able to both teach, do research, do learning, have students out here as part of that learning capacity in the more extensive kind of production systems.
This is the annual field day. Tell us a little bit about what the producers here are going to see today.
Excellent. So the field day here gives producers an opportunity to see just a slice of the work that's done here. So today we've got Feedlot, Dr. Cheryl Wallner and Dr. Emily Schneider are both talking about some of the tools developed for the livestock industry, cow-calf all the way into that feedlot space. Majority of that is focused on animal wellness, making sure that those animals are in a state to be able to optimize productivity as they go forward. Over on the cow-calf side, we're diving down into that reproduction space, that ability to take genetics and put them into the cow and reproduce them as calf, and then the animal work, animal wellness, and animal production around that space. We also see the opportunity to look at how livestock are involved in the cropping systems and the opportunity to reintroduce livestock. You've heard the terminology regenerative agriculture. In essence, that's about soil quality, water relations, and biodiversity. That's exactly openly what we've been doing in forages for 45 years. Right, so fundamentally, we'll have a look at that space, and then here we'll have the opportunity to talk about some fairly exciting emerging technologies, polycropping systems under silage, for example, that all producers have the opportunity to look at how they can improve their operation profitability, socially, economically, and environmentally.